And we're back, 1:32 in the afternoon. Jaymon G sitting in studios, CEA Radio, AM 1210, 100.7 FM. And, of course, on the web at airventure.org. And I'm joined in studio by some representatives of the Sonics Aircraft LLC, John Monette. I understand that you are joining the list of companies here at AirVenture 2007 that has got something to tell the world.
Yes, we are. And actually, we have introduced our eFlight initiative, which is a multifaceted research and development program. This morning at Aeroshell Center, we introduced one of our Sonics aircraft that was completely electric powered.
Totally electric powered
with a DC brushless cobalt motor.
That explains your green shirts?
That's right. That's part of it. And this airplane is a proof of concept, of course. It's part of the program. Second facet of the eFlight program is also the development and use of ethanol-based fuels in our aircraft and our engines, particularly our AeroV engine, where we'll see more horsepower with higher compression and efficient use of ethanol. And we've partnered with Renew, a company here in Oshkosh, just a little bit west of here, that's an ethanol plant. And they've been kind enough to provide us with the fuels and the blends that we need to do our research. And the third facet of that is of the eFlight initiative is all of our performance increasing devices that we're using on our airplanes and developments that make it our airplanes even more efficient than they have been.
John, some of our listeners may not be familiar with Sonics. Can you describe to us what your product line consists of?
Well, it's really interesting, Jay. We started here in Oshkosh in 1970, and my first airplane here, and in 1971 developed the Sonics line of aircraft, Formula V racers. We've always been known through the years for having airplanes that are high performance with low horsepower. So we've always considered ourselves a green company. As we got the chance to build the airplane, the Sonics, which we started in 1997, we're based here in Oshkosh. Our facility is just across the runway. And, you know, we call this our home. It's the part just outside the EAA that's the real exciting part.
So you mean you don't have to sleep on the ground like the rest of us?
No. Sometimes on the floor.
Oh, we won't call it that.
Yeah, we won't talk about that. So, but the point is that the Sonics is an airplane that came out before we knew about sport pilot, but we always consider ourselves sport pilot people. And the airplane was developed actually to meet the European Microlight category, which developed, as it turned out, to be the prototype for sport pilot. So we have really a thoroughbred sport pilot airplane, two-place, all-metal, high-performance airplane. We have an airplane that does meets all the stall requirements, weight requirements, etc., and it's an easy-to-build complete kit.
Tell me, you're an Oshkosh resident.
Yes.
Have you been involved in other ways with the Light Sport Initiative with EAA?
We have been involved in all of the meetings with the FAA, etc., representative from our company. Actually, my son, Jeremy, who is our CEO, and he normally corresponds with them and in his meetings. So the whole development of the sport pilot thing is we've been very much involved with.
And what product lines are this one airplane, the eFlight Initiative, this engine you're talking about?
Okay, let me make clear that we have several airplanes that we produce all in the sport pilot category. We have not only the Sonics, which is a conventional tailed airplane, we have one called the YX that has a Y tail, which is what the airframe that we're also using for electric power.
Okay.
And those are powered by engines that we produce here called AeroV engines. And then we have a motor glider called the Xenos. And that's Sonics backwards, by the way.
So,
but it's a motor glider that fits, is a unique airplane that it fits both the sport pilot category and also the motor glider category. So you can fly it without a medical. If you have a glider rating with a self-launch sign-off, you can fly that as a glider. or you could fly it as a sport pilot airplane with a sport pilot license. So it really fits two molds.
I think there's probably not much competition in that particular situation.
No, it really isn't. There are some European motor gliders that are efficient airplanes, but again, we're talking about inexpensive airplanes. For instance, a Sonics, like our new Sport Acro, is an airplane you can build complete with motor, instruments, everything, and the total investment you'll have is about $25,000, or about the price of an average automobile. And that's always been our moniker since we started back in the 70s, that we keep our airplanes within reason based on what we're going to really be doing with them as a sport pilot airplane.
Yeah, that's a fantastic price point.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us where you're located here at AirVenture for those of us who'd like to come by and see you.
It's really simple. We're just down the main drag to the north exhibit area near the Warbirds. And you can find our booth pretty easily. There's a lot of yellow airplanes in front of it. So that's our color, even though we have green shirts on today for the eFlight initiative. Our normal colors are bright yellow.
Well, it sounds like an exciting air venture for you folks, and I'm sure that you're generating a ton of interest.
Yeah, well, we have, and our company's been steadily growing in interest, and we've developed and delivered a whole raft of airplanes, as it were, all over the world now.
We're on Tuesday, day two of AirVenture, officially. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing a lot of activity?
Oh, yes, and even actually the past few years, because of the popularity of our airplanes, we get a tremendous amount of traffic through our booth, but we also had, even on Sunday, an open house where the guys that are arriving early with their versions of Sonics, home-built versions, coming in staging area with the general public from the local and from all over the world, actually. We had people from all the visitors from all countries to our facility here in Oshkosh.
And for those of our listeners that are streaming on the web, which is a lot of our listenership, where can they find your company on the web?
It's real simple. It's Sonics. Forgive me, sonicsaircraft.com.
So S-O-N-E-X aircraft.com.
One word, .com.
Okay, correct. Great. Well, John, congratulations on your eFlight initiative and on your new line of airplanes. The Sport Acro, is that a new airplane?
Yeah, it's actually an entry-level Acro airplane. It's just a Sonics that's specially fitted. We have a little bit bigger ailerons for a faster roll rate. So, we've just seen the drift of competition aerobatic airplanes increasing to the extra 300 level, and it's left entry-level aerobatics in the dust. And now we have an airplane that you can build, again, for about $25,000 that is a competitive machine in the intermediate area. And
that's about the same price as an S1C Pitts, for example.
It's
right in there, and this is brand new.
Yes.
So, wow. John, thank you for joining us today.
Good. Thank you.